very, very special guest with me, James Monkey Schaefer. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm, you know, overwhelmed a little bit because this is the first stop of our North American tour, and it's a big show.
You know, hearing someone at your level feeling a little overwhelmed, do you still kind of have to reset, you know, when you start these big tours and going out? Is there still kind of a mindset you got to get yourself into?
Absolutely, for me. Yeah. Personally speaking, like, I always want to be, you know, I want to know the material that we're going to play. I kind of want to know the first few stops. It's just kind of getting settled.
Yeah.
It's good to know. I think it makes everything run smoother later down the road.
Now, again, I kind of want to take us back to 1993, the start of everything, and then fast forward to where we're at here. You guys have influenced a lot of bands that are out there now, that are getting started, that are doing the tours in a tiny little bus, that are, you know, doing the small shows and working for that. With where you're at now, is it kind of surreal? And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is it kind of surreal seeing these bands that have been influenced by what you have done?
It's really surreal. Yeah. And at the same time, it is a, you know, as cliche as that it might sound, but it's a dream come true. Yeah. In the sense that, you know, in 1993, we were, you know, looking at bands like, you know, Sepultura and Rage Against the Machine. And I remember sitting on the side of the stage with Fieldy going, that's where we want to be. We want to be, you know, because they're the bands that influenced us, you know. I just feel like it's a big accomplishment, an honor, and we will prevail.
So all the kids out there picking up guitars, just know that even a Monkey from Korn still feels surreal about this whole thing.
It's crazy, and we're super grateful about the opportunity that, you know, that people have given us all through the years.
Yeah, for sure. So now we're 11 albums in the Korn library, and again, looking at the storied career, the massive amount of hits and just the reach that you guys have had. When you're on stage, when you're working on new stuff, is there still something that maybe you go a little bit deeper in the category that hits you and you're like, oh, this song still does it for me?
I think there's a few of them in our set list that we, you know, that we keep. Blind, just the crowd brings down, crowd down. That song, also like Falling Away From Me, Here to Stay. To me, those are songs that have to stay in the set list. Yeah, you know, they have a good energy. It connects with the crowd. It's just, you know, and they're fun to play.
Yeah.
We're not just playing them for the fans, you know, and just like, okay, we got to play this song.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are songs that we enjoy playing every night.